For 130 years, a betting man in Georgia could always count on one thing, a Democrat in the governor's mansion. No more. Last night, Democratic incumbent Roy Barnes lost to Republican Sonny Perdue. Perdue will be Georgia's first GOP governor since Reconstruction. To add to the Democrats' woes, incumbent Democratic Senator Max Cleland also lost to Republican Saxby Chambliss. The architect of the GOP sweep was Ralph Reed, best known as executive director of the Christian Coalition back in the 1990s. He's now chairman of the Georgia Republican Party, and he joins us now from Atlanta. Mr. Reed, what was the key to this sweep in Georgia?
I think the key was great candidates. Sonny Perdue is a former Senate Majority Leader, former Senate President Pro Tem. He knew state government. He was a former Democrat. It was not a big leap to know that he could be CEO of the state. Saxby Chambliss was a four-term congressman and the chairman of a special subcommittee on Homeland Security and Counterterrorism. He was a nationally recognized leader on some of the pressing issues of the day. And finally, beyond those great candidates, of course, we had President George W. Bush. He's popular everywhere, but he is enormously popular here. He came here early and often, and I think his support was the margin of victory.
In addition to your quality candidates, it sounds like Governor Barnes had made a few enemies as well, though. He alienated teachers with his school reform, made other people mad with his support of something called the Northern Arc Highway, pushed through a change in the state flag that I understand wasn't overwhelmingly popular. It wasn't just that Barnes had made too many enemies.
No, I don't think so. I think that he unnecessarily made some enemies. But we had to have good candidates. We had to have a positive, optimistic agenda. And we had to have the President of the United States in here in the last weekend before the election, and we got that.
And what makes your a win in the of the governorship even more impressive is that the Democrat, Roy Barnes, outspent Mr. Perdue by 6-1, $19 million to about $3 million.
Yeah, he raised and spent more money than any statewide candidate in the history of our state. And the overwhelming amount of money that he raised came from lobbyists and those doing business with the state. So that created liabilities for him. But in addition to that, it forced us to do what we're best at, which is to run a grassroots campaign.
Did Mr. Barnes bring down Max Cleland with him?
No, I don't think so. I think those two races had dynamics of their own. You know, Max Cleland is a formidable candidate. He had never lost a campaign in his entire political career. He had held statewide office for 20 years, first as Secretary of State and then U.S. Senate. He's a decorated Vietnam veteran in a state that has a strong military and veteran presence. But Saxby Chambliss was able to make the case that on issue after issue, taxes, homeland security, education, and other issues, that Max Cleland was out of touch with Georgia voters and that he consistently voted against President Bush. And Max Cleland never really addressed that.
Let me ask you to think nationally for a moment here. Republicans won big in Georgia and, of course, took back the Senate. But Republicans lost governorships in Michigan and Pennsylvania and in some of their strongholds like Kansas and Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read anything into this election about the ideological divide among Americans, or are we very much where we were 2, 4, 6 years ago?
I think the country is very evenly divided. Having said that, I think against the backdrop of that razor-thin division between the two parties, we have something that the Democrats don't have, and that's the leadership of George W. Bush.
Thanks very much, Mr. Reed.
You bet. Thank you.
Ralph Reed is chairman of the Georgia Republican Party.